While the majority of Darfuri remain in refugee camps in Chad, another group affected by Janjaweed attacks has had the opportunity to return home to Chad. The UN High Commission for Refugees has helped some 9,000 Chadian refugees in Mukhjar and Om Shalaya camps in Sudan move back to eastern Chad earlier this year after it closed the camps, deeming the security situation calm enough to return. In the midst of the busy market in Kurfi, some 45 kilometers south of Gozbeda, Yunus Hassan Issa and his wife Halima sat down to speak to RFI. They've been back in Chad only a month. In 2006, the Janjaweed, who were attacking Darfuris, crossed over into Tisi, a Chadian border town where Yunus is from. So he fled. But why into Darfur, where the Janjaweed ruled? Yunus says it was a question of distance.
The reason why I went over the border to Sudan was because it was so close. It was 26 kilometers to safety in Chad, so I preferred to go to Sudan. If we were going to go to Kuku Angarana, it was really far. I couldn't.
Although the camp was safe and the Chadians were helped by aid organizations, as time went on, there was less help. After 12 years, he said it was time to go home. But not to his border town.
I'm originally from Tisi, near Sudan and the Central African border, but afraid that something might happen there. I have family here, so we came here.
UNHCR has given Yunus and his family 83,000 CFA per person. That's roughly 125 euros each. Although they've only been back 1 month, Yunus has put the 175,000 CFA, or 265 euros housing allowance, to good use. He's constructed a square brick house with two windows on either side of their brightly painted blue door. Although he's been away for so long, Yunus says he's ready to restart his life.
I'm happy. I built my house, and I'm waiting for the rainy season so I can work in the fields like other members of the community. I'll grow corn and beans.
Yunus is happy, and so is his wife, 28-year-old Halima, who has four children. But she has a slightly different perspective.
25 days before we left, I gave birth to my first child. It was difficult crossing the border. I had complications and had to be taken to the hospital in Darfur.
Her daughter Fatna is now a healthy 13-year-old. She and two of her other children have a different father. Yunus is her new husband. They have a 6-month-old baby together, and Yunus is raising two stepchildren. Is that hard?
When I married Halima, her first child was 12. The other was 55 days old. Today, I consider them like my own. There's no distinction.
So love can flourish in a refugee camp? Halima is coy about it.
Yes, I didn't know him before. I met him there.
Returning to Chad was bittersweet for Halima, however. She had lots of friends who she tries to keep in touch with. Most people took a chance and headed back to Tisi, even though it's on the border. There's a phone network there, so she can talk to people. But in Borku, the other destination for Chadian refugees, there's no cell phone coverage. And then there's the change in food.
Yes, here I'm at home. But in Sudan, it was better because there are always fruit and vegetables. You can't find them here. It's a little different. You eat more pasta.
Another issue is lack of water. That's not just for Chadian returnees, but for everyone in the region, says Halima, sweating in the 50-degree heat.
We can get water when it rains. There's also a borehole with a hand pump near the school. There are a lot of us in the community.
Overall, life is an adjustment. Both Yunus and Halima are happy to be in a safe place, in a town they already feel a part of, she says.
We were warmly welcomed by the community, by the women and the men. We've integrated well.
Next year, Halima and Yunus are looking forward to putting their children in school and have a lot of hope in having a normal life in Kurfi. Reporting for RFI from Kurfi, Silla region, eastern Chad, this is Laura Angela Bagnetto.